In an emergency hearing, a federal judge in Madison this week told an assistant U.S. attorney he was responsible for making sure the Lac des Flambeaux band does not put up barricades blocking homeowners' access on roads to their properties. It's the latest back and forth between the tribe and dozens of non-tribal property owners whose land abuts reservation roadways. The Lac des Flambeaux had threatened to barricade the roads again as of Thursday because the town had not made ongoing payments to the band for use of them. It all stemmed from long-standing and historical treaty agreements and disputes over tribal sovereign land rights. Tribal leaders say the roads were built on their land more than 50 years ago, and the lease to use them expired in 2014. The tribe tried to renegotiate the leases and now seek nearly $10 million in payment. A ruling in a federal lawsuit to settle the dispute is pending.